Our Lady's words, taken from the book The Mystical City of God, Coronation, Book 1, Chapter 8. Our Lady discusses how we should follow her example and to ask her to do her will perfectly. The Holy Mother says we should labor before and after receiving Holy Communion to focus completely on her Divine Son in the Blessed Sacrament.
Thou hast so far been well informed of my life and activity, considering that thou art a mere creature. Besides me, there is no other created being, which thou canst better use as thy model and original for thy greater holiness and perfection. But now thou hast entered upon the description of the supreme state of virtue reached by me in mortal life. This favor should oblige thee to renew thy desires and direct all the attention of thy faculties toward the perfect imitation of all that I teach thee. It is time, my dearest, and there is reason, that thou deliver thyself entirely over to my will in what I seek of thee, in order that thou mayest animate thyself to the attainment of this blessing. I wish thee to take notice that, though the species of the sacrament are consumed, my divine Son, whenever souls receive him with reverence and fervor, and prepare for him a pure and ardent heart, remains with them with special graces, by which he assists them, enriches and directs them in return for their hospitality. Few are the souls who partake of this blessing, because many, knowing of it, approach the Holy Sacrament without the proper disposition, as if by haphazard or habit, and without being solicitous for the reverence and holy fear due to it. But as thou art now informed of this secret, I desire that, since by the orders of thy superiors thou receivest it every day, thou prepare thyself worthily each time and thus partake of this great blessing. For this end thou must avail thyself of the remembrance of what I did, and by it regulate thy aspirations, thy fervor, thy love, and all that is necessary to prepare thy heart as a temple and habitation of thy spouse and highest king. Labor then to collect all thy powers within thyself, before and after receiving. Observe all that pertains to the fidelity of a spouse, and especially must thou place a guard over thy eyes, and a watch over all thy senses, in order that no profane or foreign image may enter into the temple of the Lord. Keep thy heart entirely pure and unspotted, for when it is impure or preoccupied, the plenitude of divine light and wisdom cannot enter. All this thou wilt know from what God has shown thee, if thou hast attended to it with an upright purpose. Even supposing that thou canst not exempt thyself from all intercourse with creatures, it is befitting that thou hold thy senses in great subjection, and that thou do not permit them to introduce the image of any sensible thing by which thou wouldst not be assisted in striving after the most holy and pure of virtue. Separate the precious from the worthless, the truth from deceit. In order that thou mayest imitate me perfectly, I wish that from now on thou attend to the choice thou art to make in all things great or small, so that thou err in none, perverting the order of divine light. Consider attentively the common deception of mortals and the woeful damage they suffer. For in the decisions of their will, they ordinarily are moved solely by what they perceive through the senses, and they immediately proceed to act upon their choice without further consideration or counsel. Since the sensible impressions immediately move the animal passions and inclinations, it is evident that men do not act according to right reason, but according to the impulse of passion, excited by the senses and their objects. Hence, he that considers only the injury and pain caused is straightway moved to vengeance. He that, following, thinks his hankering after a strange property, as soon as he lays his eyes upon it, is impelled to injustice. In the same manner act so many unfortunates, who follow the concupiscence of the eyes, the movements of the flesh, and the pride of life, because these are the only things offered by the world and the devil. In their blind deception, they follow darkness as their light, taste the bitter as sweet, take deadly poison for remedy of their souls, and hold that for wisdom which is nothing but diabolical and earthly ignorance. Do thou guard thyself against these pernicious errors, and never resolve on anything, or govern thyself by anything that is merely sensible, or arising from sensible impressions, nor pursue the advantages held out through them. In thy actions take counsel first of all from the interior knowledge and light communicated to thee by God, in order that thou mayest not go blindly forward, and he shall always grant thee sufficient guidance. Immediately seek the advice of thy superiors and teachers, if thou canst do so before making thy choice. And if thy superiors or teacher is not at hand, seek counsel of others, even inferiors, for this is more secure than to follow thy own will, which may be disturbed and blinded by passion. This is the rule to be followed, especially in the exterior works, pursuing them with recollection, with secrecy, and according to the demands of circumstances and fraternal charity as they occur. In all of them, it is necessary not to lose out of sight the north star of an interior light, while moving in profound gulf of the intercourse with creatures, where there is continual danger of perishing.